This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are also live on NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. April 17th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Jason Bishop.
What's up?
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday.
EB, are you wearing like University of Texas gear? What is that?
No. It's just a Puma jacket from Puma Pete. Back in the day when he used
Pete
to hold
Robinson.
Us up.
Yeah. Pete Robinson.
So it's a little bright in here. Maybe I'll turn my lights down. But, yeah, it's cool.
How was yesterday, boys?
Same old, same old.
Same old stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got to a screaming match with my mom in the evening.
Uh-oh.
So that was a little different.
Well, we might have
actually, it wasn't even that much different.
We got to get a recap on that at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, whatever.
How was dinner? Anything interesting for dinner?
I don't even remember it, Jason.
We had pizza courtesy of Founding Farmer Restaurant.
Very good. Well, I had that. That was a good pizza.
It was really good. Crushed it.
I actually liked
toppings?
The crust on it.
Toppings, peppy. It was peppy.
Very good. Solid.
It's
whatever they gave us.
Yeah, that's what they gave me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what I had, too. It was something about that crust. I liked it. It was very good.
I like it real crispy.
Yeah, it was nice and crispy. Exactly. You know, we actually have one of those stones. Do you guys have those?
That
you preheat, and then you're supposed to put the pizza on it, and it's supposed to be extra crispy.
Right.
We find that it doesn't work that great.
It's kind of a nub stone.
It comes out a little bit mushy.
Does it come out better when we just preheat a pan, and then it actually comes. So sometimes these things, I don't know, man, gimmicks.
Usually it tastes good if you just put it right on the rack.
Yeah.
In the oven. Just put it right there on the rack.
Well, my wife doesn't like to do that because the cheese melts all over and it gets all hurting in the oven. She gets bitter.
That's true.
That's what I like to do.
You can put a little tin foil under it.
Yeah, that's true. Usually I don't.
Yeah, that was good. It was good stuff.
Just roll the dice.
Put it in there and then get yelled at.
I want to thank the good people out at Stonewall. I played golf out there yesterday. And by the way, it was awesome. I loved it. You wouldn't have believed how many cars with Maryland tags and DC tags were in the parking lot.
I believe it.
I mean, it was probably half of the cars were from out of state.
All those Marylanders just violating orders. just violating Governor Hogan's orders.
Well, there was probably half the players on the course were probably from Maryland and DC.
I understand.
Well, I read an article.
I actually saw New York tags and Connecticut tags.
Really?
Well, I mean, some people are located in different places and have tags
from the original states.
I read an article about Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania, I believe, if you're in PA, you can buy beer. You can buy wine. But for whatever reason, they're not selling liquor and that people are crossing state borders to buy liquor.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing people are going to cross state lines for, it's going to be for the hooch. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or the weed.
Weed, too. Yeah, sure. The dispensaries are open, by the way. I mean, there are a few around where I live, they are certainly open for business.
Yeah, but there was some hillbilly from, like, where Valdez is from, who, did you see the story? that she, I guess they didn't have enough for her or something, so she went to a dispensary in Pennsylvania, and she had like 20 pounds of weed in her car or something. I mean, something crazy.
She was pulling Nate Newton.
And she got pulled over. Yeah. She was complaining. No, it, look, the fact of the matter is, you know, I believe that we have to be shut down and all this to get this thing to go away. But, man, people are turning into alcoholics. There's no doubt about it. I got people hit me up on Twitter. I got one guy yesterday telling me that, you know, like around Christmas time, he was proud of himself because he's only drinking once a week. And now he's literally drinking every day at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Every day at 4 p.m.
That's my guy.
He doesn't know what to do with himself and just sort of the stress of the whole thing.
Well, I mean, right. People are going crazy throughout the country. They're just, you saw all the rallies and the protests yesterday. People just don't like being told they can't leave and go do what they want to do.
They say in like California, like the highways, the whatever is it, the 405 or whatever, start to get super crowded again. People are just losing their minds.
Yes, they are.
So maybe that has something to do with the administration yesterday just slowly starting to open the country up. Because they know they're not going to be able to hold on much longer.
Now, I missed this presser, but my wife said basically Trump said he's going to leave it up to each state. Is that true?
Of course. Yeah, each governor will have to make their own choice.
Right. So certain states will open up earlier than others.
But he said, I can't remember because I had a million things going on at the same time, but I had it on. But something like 29 states, they say, are in a pretty good spot.
Right.
And well, it's the less populous states, you know, states of course, like North Dakota and South Dakota.
Of course, but there's 29
have
of them.
A million people.
Yeah. Yeah.
29 of them. So they don't have to, you know, be locked down. And so, you know, whatever. They have certain parameters. I can't remember what they all were that they have to, certain thresholds that they have to meet. And if they meet those thresholds, the governors can presumably open up their state to a certain extent. If schools are already shut down, they have to stay shut down. There are certain parameters, obviously. People still going to have to wear masks when they go out and that sort of thing, or be strongly recommended to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I actually went to CVS late last night because my Instacart order still not come in. I mean, the dumb tip that I put in there is completely useless.
You got some slackers living around you. Don't want to scoop up a $37 tip. What are they doing?
Well, people are telling me because, you know, we talked about this. I'm aware. I'm not stupid. There's nothing anybody knows that I don't know. But in the
actually,
news,
there's a lot of things that
in the news
that you don't know.
Not right. Possible. Maybe about a movie.
Let's recap the millionaire questions.
but it's just people try to act like there's something they know like about this virus. But apparently with Instacart, when people, and we talked about it, were putting in big tips and then deleting them when their groceries were getting delivered, which is so shady, and you're just subhuman if you do that to people. The Instacart, I guess, maybe changed their way of doing it, and that you no longer get to see the tip before you do the order. So putting in my big tip,
so there's no incentive,
is not enticing anybody.
Hmm. All right.
Right. So anyway, so I had to go last night because my wife was like, "We don't have any creamer for coffee. We don't have." I don't know, shredded cheese. I haven't had shredded cheese for a week. Mm-hmm. There was like four or five things. And I said, well, I'm not going to the grocery, but I'll go to CVS because there's fewer people there. And I think there was six people in the whole store. And they're, you know, they have taped spots on the carpet for where you're supposed to stand when you get in line. They have the plexiglass now up, like you're at a bank.
Right, for the pharmacy.
Yeah. Well, no, for the regular, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And whatever, it was easy. I actually just went. I didn't even bother with the lady. I just went to the self thingy, and I just did it myself. And then as soon as I got in my car, I hit that hand sanitizer, and I washed my hands 9 million times when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just dealt with it.
Yes, you did.
But everybody was wearing masks. And, you know, there was one guy. It's a big sign in front of CVS that says, state law requires you to wear a mask to come in. And
he wasn't.
He wasn't wearing one.
Yeah. That's what I told you yesterday. When I went to Teeter, there was a guy that just walked in, about a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Looked like he has a job, like didn't have a suit on, but he had a tie on and was well-dressed. And he just walked in, no mask.
He should be immediately removed from the premises.
I did notice yesterday.
Who's going to remove him? Like the 55-year-old woman?
An employee? A security officer? I don't care who it is.
Right. I'm sure there's security officers at CVS.
Yesterday when I went for a walk, I did notice a lot more people out during the walks with masks. I still haven't done that. I've used the mask when I've gone to get groceries. I've used the mask when I had to get gas. But when I go for a walk or a run, I'm not putting the mask on.
Yeah, I feel
on.
Safe maskless on a walk with my dogs around the neighborhood. I just don't see the point. Unless there's a billion people also walking and or running, which there isn't.
I don't know right. that they've necessarily said they strongly recommend you do that. Have they? For walks?
I think it's recommended.
Certainly, if you can't go into a retail establishment without one.
But we've been saying this for weeks. People duck out of the way. So I went for a run. People will, if they see you 50 feet away, they'll start moving to the other side of the sidewalk.
Well, most people
sometimes
do.
I'll sometimes go from the sidewalk to the street because nobody's driving on the streets anyway. So I'll do that. And then I went for a walk a little bit later in the day with Dylan and Isabella, and there was a group of people. They were talking. I would say they weren't socially distancing. They were maybe trying, but I don't think they really had 6 feet in between each person. And then as we approached on the sidewalk with the wagon, they all kind of shuffled over about 10 feet over.
I definitely had a guy encroaching on my personal space at Harris Teeter when I was trying to get lemons. He was like within 3 feet of me, and I just kind of gave him a sideways glance like, dude, what are you doing? And then I just moved on. Most people are respectful. Most people are trying to, you know, like wherever they can, give you that 6 feet plus if they can. Some people just they don't care. They're just oblivious or just don't care about you.
But you notice, and I said this weeks ago, people aren't talking like they used to.
No.
People are just doing their business. They're getting in and they're getting out, even more so than ever now because everyone's wearing masks. I tried to be cheery and talk to the lady that worked there when she actually apologized to me for walking in front of me. And I said, it's no worries. It's all good. It's just a bizarre world, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Hicks, what do you use the lemons for?
My daughter asked for them. I think she puts them in like her ice water sometimes. I don't know.
Got you.
I would never just go to the store and randomly buy lemons. My daughter put it on the list, so I bought it.
We have so many lemons.
You lemons. Make lemonade.
Sure.
We have so many lemons and limes.
Really?
Yes.
We never purchase
loading
lemons.
Up on citrus.
Yeah,
I guess
we have
if you're
so
like
many.
A tea drinker, does somebody in your house drink tea and use lemon?
Well, we use the limes for the Coronas, right?
Great idea,
right? And then the lemons, we use those with our salmon.
There you go.
Lot.
Okay, there you go.
You squeeze it over our salmon
with your Tim. Yeah, you got it. Hey, by the way, props to golf clap to Corona. They're going to be delivering some beer to the homes of the Junks.
Nice.
They are the sponsors today for our 2 p.m. horse race. We need a name for it. We don't have a name for it.
Yeah, we need to come up with a snappy name.
Valdez, what should we call it?
A horse good hang?
Afternoon at the races.
You know I like alliteration.
Our
the horse
happy
hang.
Hour.
Horse happy hour?
Horse, horsey happy hour.
Horsey, there it is. You just nailed it. The horsey that's, happy hour.
That's good alliteration right
Valdez,
there.
Valdez, someone's texting in on the Vibe. It says, betting tip for today, jockey Tyler Gaffione, maybe? I don't know how you pronounce that. Gaffione has been doing well at Gulfstream.
Okay. Well, Pete sent us the sheets last night for Gulfstream, so we'll email those to you guys, and I just printed them out to look at during the show.
Well, you're going to have to walk me through how to see it and get on and log on. And
there's going
to
be a lot of technical fiascos.
You better do it before.
Foresee.
In terms of what, the sheets or watching,
I don't know,
watching the
it.
Race?
Just
Jason, do you have a TV in front of you or no?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I figured out the channel. Didn't you say you have Fios at home, Jason?
I have Fios,
Channel 815 is the HD version.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a TV in front of him, is what he's saying.
Okay, but he can move his laptop.
What do you mean I can move my laptop?
In other words, he's saying you could just...
Wherever the TV is, take the laptop to that room.
You could do that, is what he's saying.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you watch from your family room or living room or basement. Just so I know that your laptop has to be plugged in. So you plug it in close to the TV. And
I'm going to do it from here. And believe it or not, even though I have seven TVs in here, this is like a TV studio right now. There's no way to do that. So I'm going to have to bring in another television because you can't go to the website and hit that. For me, anyway, you can't just go into the website and hit it on your TV provider.
No, I'll be up in the family room because actually my wife does a workout thing online at 1 o'clock every day. So I'll be upstairs.
So she's feeling better. That's good.
Yeah, she's feeling better. I guess I'll be making bets with Isabella.
Very good.
Good.
Expose her to it nice and early.
But
we
need to put up some links on Twitter, on Facebook, so that the listeners can join us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have the link for the Facebook Live and everything.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. I think it's – I'm telling you, all right, I don't want to jinx it. I think it's going to be a hit. I think you're going to be butt-sized to cheer on your horse and have a few Coronas. And I know the listeners are going to love it.
Does everybody have their money in on their betting on the betting site? I haven't done that yet.
Well, Valdez said he'll put it in for us. Yeah. So we can just scream at him what to put in.
Yeah, like, you just try to let me know. Give me some heads up.
Yeah, but I like to see the odds as they change, you know, like in the last minute or two, they go crazy.
Well, yeah, it'll be on your TVG, and then just let me know what it is, and right. I'll put it in the Twin Spires.
I didn't even know I had that channel. I've never, ever been on channel 815.
Why would you be,
until yesterday? I have no idea what's around it. I'm generally not even in that ballpark. Right. And then all of a sudden, I looked it up. I was like, all right, let's see.
When would you watch a race from Oaklawn? Right. Unless you're Pete Medhurst.
Yeah.
Okay, or Valdez or Uncle Kenny.
So what's the deal for someone like Cakes that doesn't – I don't think he has a channel. Can he get it just online?
Yeah, or online.
Yeah, if you just get a TVG app, it's free to sign in, and you can watch TVG live.
Is it right free here, just like for 30 days or something?
No, it's free. Like, all you got to do is just sign up.
I'm going to do that right here. Then.
I mean, I'm looking at the cards for Tampa Bay Downs right now. I mean, I've got it right up in front of me.
Well, Tampa's going to be running. I think Oaklawn's running, and then Gulfstream. We have sheets for Gulfstream. I don't have sheets for Tampa and for Oaklawn.
Right, look at this. New players get a $200 risk-free bet. Look at this pop-up ad.
Coming up at 2 o'clock, our horsey hangout. We hope you can join us on the show today. We will talk entertainment with Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7. It's a Friday. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. We have Jason Hare, who's the director of the new Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, which debuts on Sunday. He will join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And Rom the Card Counter is going to join us at 9:20.
Ruined my Friday.
So we'll do all that right here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You probably could tell Valdez back in the studio. Valdez, does it feel good to be back in the studio? You were home for a couple days.
It does feel good being back, because I like to be able to run the board and just operate from here. It's a lot easier than working from home.
You have more control.
But I do miss an extra hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep.
Of course you do.
It's beautiful.
How could you not?
Let's be honest.
Is Cahill there too?
Yeah, of course.
Let's be honest.
Matt show is back.
It is. Yes.
I thought. Why am I hearing an echo? You guys hearing an echo?
You might have left your computer on.
I did not. It's not me, Rick.
I don't hear an echo. Zipiak.
So, why did it seem like — I thought Darius did an amazing job, but the last couple of days we were having so many technical difficulties. My theory is that the line just can't handle six lines, and it just starts to melt down.
Right. Usually the Comrex, usually there's just one person calling in with the Comrex.
Yeah, typically. But for us, you know, we run four, and it wasn't a problem. But as soon as we started to get six in, and then seven.
No, you guys were having problems the week before. You guys, they're not interconnected. They're also on separate servers.
I think it was just an anomaly. It was an anomaly.
I don't know. I don't think it can handle all those lines at once.
And yet it was the highlight for a lot of people listening to the show. What does it tell you when the bloopers are the highlight? I actually told my kids about it, and Kelsey was laughing. I was like, yeah, it's probably the most popular part of the show.
People love car wrecks. Right. That's what they like. They like seeing other people flailing.
I know Schwartz was tweeting about it. You can go to thefandc.com and see a recap.
Well, I thought that Darius did an amazing job, but it was getting frustrating there. As every time we came back from commercial, that somebody's line wouldn't work.
That's not on him. I don't think he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he did either. Yeah.
Darius did a fine job.
He did.
Right,
he did well.
Right. And he was very calm under pressure, too.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
I like Darius.
Yeah, he was a nice kid. I feel bad for Dravid Valdez that they had to go back to the station, you know, and lose out on the sleep. Are there other donks there?
They came back, I think, yesterday.
So, like, the PGC guys are there?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't go over there.
It was a ghost town when I came in this morning.
I think I saw Sonny's car, so she might be over there.
Right.
I don't know. I'm psyched. I'm glad to be back here.
Are all the construction donks still erecting buildings everywhere?
Oh, I don't know. It's a little early for that. They usually get here around 7.
Right.
The answer is yes, Cakes.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because I know that's happening here in my neighborhood. They're putting up what appears to be an apartment complex.
I just know when I was driving in at 4 o'clock, I've never seen more cars on the road, which was weird to me.
Yeah, that is weird.
Things are slowly starting to open up again.
People are just getting pissed off, I guess. I don't know. It sucks. I think you got to listen to the Gov. You got to listen to the administration, whatever they say to do. I think we should do, but they can't do this forever.
I was thinking about the Junkies parking situation on the way in today. Yeah. I think the three of you guys that aren't in here are going to be paying to park in this building when you come back.
Why? Because the hotel's shut down?
It's just going to be a complete change of everything. I mean, I'm sure the management's not going to be the same. I'm sure those guys won't be out there anymore.
Yeah.
They would have moved
Trust
on.
Trust me, I've been wrestling with that in my brain. It's the one thing I really
Because you think
about.
All the valets have just already found new jobs.
I think.
What's the point?
I have no idea. I'm just guessing here.
And then will valet be socially acceptable anymore?
That's a good question. I guess as long as those guys wear gloves and, use hand sanitizer.
And masks.
But parking is a huge monkey wrench.
You're going to have to budget $238 into your...
That ricks me. It ricks me left and right.
It's fine. I've been paying it for years.
I'll leave it on the street. I don't care.
Yeah. Isn't that what Joe does? He just rolls the dice.
I think he does.
Some of the other guys... ticket every once in a while.
Yeah, but if you ask him, I'm not sure he still does that. I'm not sure.
I remember running into him
about a month and a half ago. And
he still was?
Yeah.
Well, Guy Lambert, too.
Here's what we need to do.
Guy takes a train.
Jason and JP.
Sometimes he does, you're right.
We need to start laying the foundation for a parking workaround right now. We have to plan way ahead. We have to find somebody
to
hook up.
I listened to Pete, and I sent an email to the people. I'm just going to call them out, Colonial Parking.
Yeah.
And I addressed it to the lady, and I said, my colleague Pete Medher said if we hit you up, you give us a little, put us on hold until the quarantine is over. Mm-hmm. Never responded.
Nothing.
Never responded to me, of course. They still took my money out.
Yeah, I don't think parking establishments have the best.
They don't care.
Public relations.
They don't care.
Like best outreach. I don't think they really care.
And I'm scared to cancel it because I'm scared that a bunch of donks are going to try to, it'll be tough to get back in there.
Although there are now less people working, at least from our radio station.
From right now, but when everybody comes back, and not just our radio station, the whole building.
Of course.
Is it super tight in spots down there? I've never been in that garage once.
Not at 5 a.m.,
You'll get one of the silly spots, Cakes.
At 5 a.m., you're good, but it's a matter of
are sold out. They're sold out of spots, I'm pretty sure. Because around 9 a.m., it's chaos down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
They circle. Like, when they see me come out, they're butt-sized for my spot.
I'm going to be hopeful. I'm always the optimist that we're going to be okay, Cakes. Now, Greg doesn't work there anymore.
Hope is not a great business plan.
I understand that. Greg doesn't work there anymore. And a woman took over as the GM. Jason has had some sort of relationship with her.
She's money. She's a great girl. She will take care of us if she can.
Right.
If she still has a job.
And I believe it's Colonial Parking anyway. Over at Homewood Suites.
Yeah, but so you've done that with the management.
Survives.
Yeah, you're just doing that with.
We just pulled an okie doke somehow.
You're not really dealing with Colonial. You're dealing with management.
I understand
at the hotel.
That.
Yeah.
But Colonial is the company that services a lot of places. like our radio station.
Yeah, of course, but you're not dealing with
hotels.
Them.
And so they'll send somebody back, and I'm guessing that it'll be some of the same people. Guessing.
Jason, here's the plan.
I'm not going to worry about that until July, because we're not going to be back until July.
Since you already have a relationship, I am going to ask you to reach out to Anat and make sure the connection is still alive and well.
Well, like Eric said, hopefully she's still there.
Yeah, I hope so.
I will definitely reach out to her.
This is very self-serving, this segment. We apologize.
Well, it's important.
Everybody's got to worry about parking.
It's hugely important.
Here's what I'm hoping, as we've all sort of demonstrated clearly, that we can do this show, you know, not flawlessly, but we could do the show fine from here. Other shows have shown they could do their thing. I actually was talking to an executive, I won't say who, in the industry, and the person told me that, yeah, things are going to change because we've seen... The situation was, we've seen how we don't necessarily need this big space.
Right.
You know what I mean? We can do things on the
fly.
Virtually.
For however many square feet that is when you don't have to.
Our business model is going to change. Yeah. So I would hope the radio station goes, we don't need to pay rent in this 50,000 square foot place. Let's go back. Let's get some nub spot back in the suburbs, and you know, we'll work around it.
Aren't they locked in for a certain amount?
They are.
Management drab. How long were you locked into that lease in downtown D.C.? Put your management hat on.
I'm guessing 10 years.
Retirement.
Oh. I think it's like five more years or something. But
yeah, that's what you think.
It's longer than that.
I think it was a 15-year lease. So.
Well,
at least 4 or 5 years in at this point. 3 or 4. Am I overestimating?
I think we're 5 years in. In May.
5 years in.
There's no reason to be in that big space. I mean, there wasn't to begin with. But
a lot
this
of
is
wasted
proven,
space.
This is proven it more than ever. It might be worth it just to break the lease.
Is there an out clause in the lease?
I don't know.
Let's look at the fine print.
I don't know, but they don't need it. I mean, they definitely don't need all that space.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll figure out the parking whenever it happens. And I agree with Jason. It'll probably be July. I mean, D.C. has a stay-at-home order for another month. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that you can drive in. The boys just drove in, and they've got their certificates.
I'm not going. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going in until I feel safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe, which will be never.
It might be never.
Here's the workaround. Maybe I park every day at MGM National Harbor and Uber back and forth.
That's a lot of money.
It might be cheaper than parking in the building. And the bonus, I'm at MGM every single day.
Steve Wright.
Who doesn't love that plan?
Well, we figure, what is it to Uber to MGM? $10?
It's probably 10 or 15
so
bucks.
So it would be $20 a day. And then
that's basically what you guys are paying.
No, it's $100 a week. You'd be paying.
You're so bad at math, Cakes.
I am bad at math.
Yeah, you're paying $400 or $500 a month.
My math brain is hacked.
Yeah. Look, I like the idea. I think you're onto something.
But that one is not necessarily going to work. My brain is in scramble mode right now.
Yeah.
I'm scrambling.
It looks like a lift is $1,470.
Yeah, you'd be in the hole on that
one. From here to MGM.
Then you throw in your gambling losses, and you're really in the hole.
You're sleeping on the fact that the rates are hiked up since it's so early, and there's not that many drivers.
That's true. I didn't
die. Have you checked in on your safety deposit box?
Check in? The place is dark.
There's probably no one there.
There's less people at MGM right now than are at Entercom in D.C.
What are your thoughts about what John Taffer from Bar Rescue said on this show?
Yeah.
But he said at least in Vegas, the casinos... Their doors aren't even closed because they don't plan on locking their doors. So they just have wide open casinos.
Maybe I could walk into MGM National Harbor right now, but the problem is I can't get to where my chips are.
That is hilarious. Right. I missed that when he said that. That is hilarious.
No locks.
They didn't even put locks in.
Right.
They never envisioned closing the doors. 24/7, UB. Right. Yeah. They don't want people to come in and lose money at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
They have no locks and no clocks.
Well, why can't they just... Well, yeah, but why can't... It's easy just to lock a door. I mean, why can't they just add
probably
a lock
have,
to
They probably have 1,000 doors in each of those casinos, right? I mean, they got 1 million doors.
I would guess. I don't know.
Well, I did see a story yesterday about the casinos in Vegas, and they are starving to get open, and they were talking about their plans.
Did Rom write that article?
We are going to have Rom the Card Counter on the show today. And it just was saying kind of maybe what you would expect, that the dealers are going to have masks on.
And gloves.
And they're going to try it. Right. Gloves.
And they're going to put like a bar stool or a chair between each person, like at the blackjack tables. And I don't know how it's going to work at like a craps table when everybody's just, you know, like shoulder to shoulder.
They might not be able to do craps.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work.
Or they're only going to allow like five people at a table.
I mean, in the poker room where you're usually playing nine-handed in a cash game, maybe you're playing six-handed.
They might only allow three people at blackjack tables instead of six.
Right. Well, that completely changes the game, too.
Oh, absolutely. All of a sudden,
especially poker, you start playing shorthanded now.
Oh, shorthanded poker.
It's going to get
absolutely
wild.
All of a sudden, my king eight suited looks kind of good.
Exactly.
Six-handed.
Exactly. Oh, man.
And I think they're going to take the temperatures of people coming in. At least that's one of the things they're throwing out there. So
good,
they do
a
temperature check.
Which, again,
good
to go. Is smart, but it doesn't alleviate the asymptomatic carriers. You know,
true.
It sounds good in theory. That whole asymptomatic spreaders, if we didn't have that one factor, we wouldn't even be in this pickle. There's no way we would be in this pickle if it weren't for that.
You say that every day.
But doesn't it just makes me crazy.
But it's uncontrollable. I don't know why you get worked up.
Because it's very rare.
Of course it is. This whole thing's rare. It's never happened before.
It's so rare, to my understanding, that asymptomatic people spread a virus. Oh,
hey, can we shut down the wet markets in China already? Can people in China stop eating bats?
Well, they need to stop, but it's
exactly
pretty much
is a wet market. I mean, I've heard the phrase.
It's where they sell like exotic
wackadoo
animals that most
live
people on the
animals
don't
too
eat.
I think live animals.
Why is it called the wet market?
Because the animals are either alive or dead at the market. Like you can buy them alive,
right?
Or you can buy them already killed,
right?
I'm sure that's wrong,
but you
that's
understand
what I'm going with.
That's almost been universally debunked now. That they're virtually acknowledging that this started in a lab. It started in a lab there in Wuhan, and
if you're telling me it was a weaponized
man-made
version of some sort of virus, then not surprised if that's the case.
Well, it wasn't necessarily weaponized. It was a virus that did come from animals, but they had been working on it, some of the reports say, for 7 years. But they had terrible controls, and the theory is that an interner somehow got infected and then infected her boyfriend, and they went to the wet market,
right,
and then boom.
Then he went to a soccer game.
And right, then the whole world got it.
And then somebody got on an airplane.
And of course, China, being terrible, they didn't tell anybody for months, and the whole world got it.
Right. Then they lied about it.
How did Von Miller get it?
I don't know, because he had to. I was thinking about that. Unless he's had it for a long, long time, he violated quarantine in all likelihood. Because you don't just get it sitting in your house.
30-year-old NFL player violated quarantine. Shocker.
I mean, that's the only way you could get it. Unless, he was the one in a million that got it from his mail or something. You know, he violated quarantine. That would be unless he's had it for a month.
I'd be so bitter if I got the Rona from junk mail. You know,
right?
Maybe if it from a bowel pack.
Right.
So distraught if that happened.
I guess he was asked about a week ago how he was adjusting, and he claimed that he had adjusted his off-season schedule, was following the restrictions of Colorado's stay-at-home guidelines. At that time, he wasn't sick. I guess this was April 6th. He was on some sort of conference call.
Right, but as we know, he could have been asymptomatic and had it for a long time. And then all of a sudden, he's getting, I think he said he had what he thought was a sinus headache. Is that what he said? Something like that.
But
pretty mild symptoms.
But he was traveling.
Yeah, he was
in
San Francisco,
and then he traveled to Colorado. So
guess
is he was around
people. He was, of course he was training.
Yeah,
he wasn't training by himself.
Yeah, so he violated the quarantine.
Right. Most of these guys probably are.
Yeah, that's the way you get it. So annoying.
I watched a few minutes of Horse last night. Actually, I think I just watched the highlights.
I don't even know what that is.
Mike Conley against Zach LaVine Horse.
Boring.
Zach LaVine, I don't think it was his house. Was it his house, Jason? Did you watch that last week?
Not a chance.
I saw it looked like he was at a gym.
The only horse I'm going to watch today is from Gulfstream
at
like 2 p.m.
No, no, Zach LaVine wasn't at a gym. He was in an outdoor court.
No, it was Mike Conley, JP, that looks like.
No, I know. I'm saying that I said Zach LaVine didn't appear to be at his gym. It was at an outdoor court.
Right. Well, it could have been his backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, it could have been his backyard.
I mean, Zach LaVine's got to be making stupid money.
Oh, yeah, and then he's making like $20 million a year, maybe more.
He can afford to put – I guarantee it's nicer than Cakes' court.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right now, my court, I'll tell you right now, and my house is in, I'm sure, but my court was nicer than Trey Young's. His court was nubs in his driveway.
He should have a silly, too. That dude could shoot his balls off.
His rim was all, you know, like a 30 years old, you know, like just shaking when you
hit it.
Did he have
to pour sand into the base?
He didn't have no. It was at least, it was in cement. But
okay, good.
He didn't have a breakaway rim. It was hurting.
No, but the WNBAer who faced Levine or Conley had one of those that you look like you have to put sand into it.
Oh, yeah, I saw her.
She didn't even have a good, like, Goliath or whatever the brand is.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Is that the white girl?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw her. She was actually pretty good. She beat somebody. She must have beat somebody then.
I think she won her first round match.
Yeah, because I saw her like 3 or 4 days ago. Yeah.
I would rather watch my dogs take a nap than watch NBA ballers play horse.
I saw it for 2 minutes.
The only thing that's somewhat interesting is like if you get a tour of the crib or something, you know.
Right.
But it is pretty boring.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We got Kevin McCarthy to fill us in on the entertainment world coming up at 7. And next, we'll dive into when sports might actually return, because the president did talk about that yesterday. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll dive into the entertainment world at 7 o'clock with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5, but we wanted to talk about where sports are heading. It's been kind of heading in this direction really for like the last week plus, where the leagues are really trying to figure out how can we get the sport back up and running. Mm-hmm. Started with, you know, the talk of basically the quarantine Major League Baseball season where they all go to Arizona. And then that evolved into maybe having a cactus league and a grapefruit league. Don't know exactly where that stands, but they were investigating. The NBA has been investigating how they can do this. The NFL is still months away. But it does seem like even though the deaths are going up, I think yesterday was over 2,000 deaths again, so we're over 33,000 deaths to coronavirus, there's more and more movement and in the sports world of getting things back up and running. And right. President Trump spoke to many of the commissioners yesterday, and where the commissioners, look, they all want to get their sports up and running in some fashion. It does seem like it's going to be fanless, at least at first.
Right.
I think for a while.
Yeah, and we'll all take that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take it, but it impacts.
It's going to be weird.
It impacts certain sports more than others. I think, I saw a figure that the NFL drives 15% of their overall take from the gate, whereas college football is anywhere between 75% and 80%. So they rely heavily on, you know, fans being in the stands. So it's going to impact every sport
college,
in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, college football, I mean, a large chunk of it is the students.
Right.
You know, and it'd be devastating to not be able to have the students there. Now, maybe they will, hopefully by the fall, be able to have students and just spread out students
right.
You know, throughout the stadium. But, I mean, even that's going to be bizarre. And I don't know how you're going to enforce that. How are you going to enforce a bunch of drunk college kids?
I don't know.
It'll be very difficult.
In hockey, for example, all right, the Capitals had a chance to win the Stanley Cup this year. Do you think that they will go with the model of all of the playoff teams? Let's just say they eliminate the regular season. They start the playoffs with the 16 teams that qualified for the playoffs, and they tweak it. Maybe they do best of three in the first round and best of five in the second round, whatever they do. Do you think it's more likely to be in one location or kind of those – neutral site locations with no fans that we talked about, or
I think it would.
Or yeah, they I think it would have home, to be in home games.
It's not going to be everybody everywhere.
I think it would have to be in multiple, in maybe a group of four or five. Because you have so many teams, you can't just have it in one arena.
Right. There's no chance it's going to be in New York anytime soon.
Right, you still want to limit the travel too, if you can.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, a lot of these players are international players. I mean, I don't know what percentage of the NHL is international, but it's pretty high. If they all went over to Europe or wherever they're
some
they
of them
live.
Did. I mean, we saw the clip of Marcus Johansson and Andrei Burakovsky flying to Sweden
right.
about a month ago. I'm
so
sure
what are the restrictions coming back?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Well, there's going to be a giant asterisk on anything. If they get a season done, I mean, it's going to be like the strike year. I mean, it is what it is.
And then it's going to be harder to win it.
And remember, the players have to approve any plan.
Right.
So if the NHL said, all right, this is the way we're going to do it, and the season's going to go into deep summer, you know, August or whatever. But we, and we plan on starting next year at the regular time,
which is September.
All right, the players are going to say, no, we're not. We need a more of a break. So the players have to approve any plan that the league comes up with.
My guess is eventually they will agree because they do want to cash in. They do want to play.
They want to get paid. Yeah. A lot of the guys want to get paid. But home ice probably gets eliminated, Cakes. So the Caps, they were fighting for that top spot in the Metro Division. And I believe when we left the world of sports, they were still atop the Metro Division. They're going to lose that home ice if they're playing in, you know, Saskatchewan.
Right. But that's correct. Just something you'll have to deal with if and when it gets back up and running. And not only would the Caps deal with it, every team would have to deal with that as well. So, but I agree. They want to get back. They want to get their checks. They want to get
when they'll figure it out.
And then when they do bring it back, when they actually start allowing the fans in, here's where I have a question. So they can sell every other row, sell every third or fourth seat or clusters and try and spread it out that way. I'm sure they can figure that out. But how are they going to manage? Everybody wants to get, you know, a hot dog. Everybody wants to get beer.
Well,
I guess it'll just
be like
the grocery stores,
yeah,
social
like the
distancing.
CVS setup. You're going to have tape, and hopefully, you know, everybody stays 6 feet apart or whatever the
social There's going to be a lot less people. Remember, there's going to be a lot less people in the arena or in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to have 100,000, you know. So they'll figure
it
out.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, the PGA Tour should be the first league that gets back onto the field or onto the course in this case, because you can go fanless and you have less players. And, you know, June 8th is the one that they're targeting in Colonial, the Charles Schwab. And the tour already announced their adjusted schedule. I think that's going to be the first league, and then the others will soon fall right behind them. So I'm good. I'm all for it. It's going to be weird to watch these leagues without fans. PGA Tour, you're not really going to really see it as much, but I just can't wait until one of these leagues get back up and running, because we need it desperately.
So with the PGA Tour, so now I remember how I watched horse. I actually was curious. I was like, I wonder what they show on SportsCenter. So I saw the horse highlights on SportsCenter, and I saw Michael Collins, who used to be, I guess, a caddy on the PGA Tour.
Correct.
And he appeared to be standing in front of wherever that tournament is going to be played. Here's the interesting thing there. The first tournament that you mentioned, what state is it in, Jason?
Texas.
It's in Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think he was mentioned in one of the clubs. I think it was the club of the first tournament. Maybe it was a different tournament. One of the first tournaments. And he said the club is currently shut down. The state has like golf shut down there. So the PGA Tour can have their plans, but if the governor has golf shut down, like for example, had the PGA Tour supposedly had something scheduled in Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Well, they wouldn't be allowed to play it, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. I guess unless they get an exemption from the governor of that state.
They could potentially do that. But, yeah, what are we going to do?
I think they'd work that out. And again,
I think they'll work that out.
This is another, what are we in? So this is another, what, 7-8 weeks away?
Yeah.
All right, so things hopefully will be different in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
They probably couldn't do it if it was this week, but in eight weeks they could.
It's a monkey wrench like for L.A. The mayor there, Garcetti, has been really aggressive, kind of like Hogan here in Maryland or the governor of Ohio. There are certain people that have been a little more aggressive with social distancing and different measures. And L.A. has 11 pro teams. 11.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the thought is, well, he's not going to let any of them play. I think the mayor said that he doesn't see sports coming back till 2021.
Yeah, there are some people that think that because you still have the problem that if one person tests positive, the way we traditionally handle it right now is if you've had contact with that person, you got to quarantine for 14 days. Well, that shuts down your entire team. That shuts down the last four or five teams that you've played. You know what I mean? It effectively shuts down your league. So right. Until they figure out a way to how they're going to address that safely, I don't know, honestly, how contact sports like that are going to be able to come back. Now, we did have some good news on the medical front, right? Gilead and the market, I don't know if it's still been that way, but the after-hours market was on fire.
Right, the futures.
The futures were on fire because that Gilead company that came out with that Remsevar or whatever, it was, I think, a drug that they tried to use with Ebola wasn't necessarily particularly effective, but it's kind of in a similar vein to hydroxychloroquine. That they have a preliminary study that they've released the results. and with severely ill patients, like ones that are on ventilators, 98% of them got off the ventilators.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so they're like, this really could be an effective treatment.
Yeah, there's positive news out there. There's also the Oxford scientists. And Oxford, though, whenever I hear Oxford, that's like kind of hearing Harvard
Oxford.
Or Yale.
Oxford.
That in Oxford, they're 80% certain they have a vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Where that woman said she thought within 6 months, she thought that she was 80% certain. But I think the first people to be available to is first responders. And then in terms of, you know, if you actually come out with a vaccine, think about it. You don't just have to service your country, say in the UK or whatever. You have to service the world.
Right.
You need to find 6 billion doses of it or whatever.
Yeah, you need to scale up quickly.
Well, that ain't going to happen overnight.
True,
yeah, but
they'll be working 24/7.
They will be, but there's only so much they can do.
You make a lot of money off of it, EB, so they find a way.
Oh, there's incentive. I'm not suggesting there's not incentive, but there's been incentive these last few months to put ventilators and stuff, and it just takes time. It doesn't matter what the incentive. It just takes time.
All right, coming up next, we will dive into the entertainment world. Our pal Kevin McCarthy will give us the latest on what we can stream because we can't go to movies.
Right.
We'll find out what's going on in the world of TV and movies next here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.